Hey, I'm Maggie Domingo, and I'm sharing how human design can reveal your true, unique self. It's a personal development tool that provides practical and actionable concepts to be applied to your day-to-day so you can live a more fulfilling and aligned life. And who wouldn't want that? This is the Maggie Domingo Podcast. Hello, welcome back. Today, I'd like to share a real-life example of how human design plays into how I move throughout my life, specifically in my business in this particular story. You're not necessarily going to know all of the terms that I say, but I'll explain them as we go. The point is not to get bogged down by the concepts you might not understand in this episode. It's more so about grasping the bigger picture of what human design offers me in these moments that unfold in the story. And in turn, you can experience in a similar way with your own human design when you choose to explore it. And I say when rather than if, because I'm manifesting it for you. Anyway, so just keep my little disclaimer in mind about these unknown terms as I go on in this little story. So a week ago, we had a three-day holiday weekend in the US for any international listeners. It was 4th of July weekend. And while my friends were taking trips and going back home to visit family and friends, I had my eyes glued to my laptop with a pen to paper as I dove into a module after module in an online course within a business coaching program that I recently joined. That's like a mouthful. But anyway, I know this sounds sad and, you know, to a degree it is, but I had this uninterrupted time to dedicate to my business. And that's always a good thing in my eyes and something to be grateful for. I'm very mindful of what I put my time and energy towards, especially since exploring my human design, because it's all about your energy, really even at a subconscious level, which is a part of my fascination with it. Anyway, so this program that I'm in helps you develop your offers, which is really not an area that comes naturally to me, hence me joining the program in the first place. It's one thing to have knowledge in something and wanting to share it with others. It's a whole other thing to craft it into not just an offer, but a very valuable offer. So I developed a framework for understanding the basics of your human design because I really saw that lacking in this online space. You can find human design social media accounts, but the info on there is really typically, I feel, either too advanced for many people who know about human design at their level, or it just provides too little of context to the supplied content. So you're just kind of like left hanging when you look at it and read it. And of course, you can research all you want on Google, but that quickly becomes information overload and overwhelm will probably follow suit because that's the same thing that happened with me. I was like, I don't know what to do with all of this information. And the group program that I'm developing is going to teach the fundamental concepts of your human design in a simple, efficient, and effective way. It's really the only way that I've been able to remember these concepts for myself and then be able to practically apply them and experiment with them in my daily life. After kind of developing this framework, I was like, okay, now how the heck do I get this into a supportive offer for people? Enter me on my laptop for a total of 10 hours that Sunday on a holiday weekend. Now, what I just told you might seem like a backstory, but it's actually a part of this main story that I'm telling you. This is like a podcast episode version of the movie Inception. Like, cue the music so that you wake up out of this dream. So I just told you I worked for 10 hours gaining clarity on my new offer. Some, maybe most people, would be like, Maggie, no, you shouldn't be doing that. You're going to overwork yourself. Like, you got to relax a little, yada, yada, yada. Well, not yada, yada, because I genuinely appreciate the concern. But this is actually a part of my human design. So my human design type is a generator. And I know I had talked a little bit about each of the human design types in that first episode. If you haven't already listened to that one, I highly recommend, just because it'll give you a nice little foundation of human design and how I would explain it to someone who's never heard of it before, which I think is literally the title of that episode. So generators have this innate gift of like life force energy, workforce energy. As I explained in that first episode, generators are really like the doers, the builders, creators. They're these like completers and finishers of the world. Generators have this natural motor of energy that we are just burning off during the day. We're doing all the things because we have the energy for it. And then our head is meant to hit the pillow at nighttime, exhausted. We go straight to sleep. And then our bodies are literally, our energy is literally recharging overnight. And then we have that battery charged up and ready to go for the next day once we wake up. So not every human design type, not every person has that luxury, if you want to call it, that availability of energy in the way that generators do. In fact, you could be calling someone lazy, or maybe they seem like they're not dedicated to their dreams or goals, whatever it may be, but they might not actually have the ability to tap into energy in the way that generators do to do what they're doing or living the lifestyle that they're living, such as maybe their 9-to-5 job. Yes, there's so many other things that can play into this. There could be physical health realities or other realities that are affecting these energy levels for some generators or, you know, even other types, of course. For instance, one of my friends who's a breathwork coach, her human design type is also a generator, and she also has Crohn's disease, which can greatly affect her energy levels at times. I've seen that happen to her. So just kind of giving you some different perspectives. There's so much involved in these types of conversations, and I can't touch on all of it in a single episode, but I'm trying to cover all of my bases the best I can in the scope of this like single episode. So going back to the 10-hour day, here's the second part of how my human design really came through that day, which is that 10 hours was lighting me the F up, which was all the more reassurance I needed as a human design generator to continue working, because our strategy as generators, which is how we best interact with the outside world and really use our energy, is to wait to respond. We are meant to let life come to us, and then we respond to what lights us up and we pursue that. This essentially means not forcing things, not doing things because we feel like we should. I didn't start working that day because I felt like I should. That wasn't the mindset of that day. I had zero pressure on myself to work over the weekend because that's a boundary that I've worked on and really like to prioritize. So again, I didn't feel like I should have been working that Sunday for any reason. I was simply responding to having an extra day in my weekend by working, and that felt really good for me to pursue. So since generators have so much availability for energy, it's really crucial that we pursue things that light us up. It gives us tremendous satisfaction, which is actually considered our signature in human design. So each human design type has a signature, which is basically a feeling or what they're going to experience when they're living in alignment with their human design. Otherwise, we as generators run the risk of experiencing our not self, or our not self theme, as it's called, which is frustration for generators. And so this is experienced or felt when we're pursuing things that are really a no, but we've convinced ourselves that it's a yes, or we pursue it at the wrong time for us and are living from a place of conditioning rather than our true selves. It's really, again, it's a living out of those should statements. I should do this. I should do that. It's all so fascinating, and these are all things that you can learn about your human design, and you can use them to really help you in your life and kind of keep you on this path that you're really meant to be living. So what came out of this 10-hour work session out of response to an extra weekend day? It was the most satisfying work session I've ever had, and it resulted in the establishment of a new group program that lights me the F up, because I have total clarity about who this offer is for and what it's going to do for them. With that, I'm so excited to share details about my new beta group program called Unearthed. And I chose this name very intentionally. I have a background in environmental science and resource management. I've always had a fascination and love for nature and the environment and all living things. And geology is like a huge passion of mine. And I wanted to be able to incorporate that passion of mine into my business in some way. And the word unearthed came into my life one day recently. And I was like, oh, that's it. That's the name of my program. You know, we're moving back the soil. We're seeing what is underneath the surface. And I just love that metaphor. And it just matches the mission of this program. And I'm so excited about it. So this is going to be a 6-week group program designed to help you discover how to unlock your potential so you can reclaim your personal power without continuously operating from a place of distrust or doubt in yourself. And we all know how that feels. I definitely know how that feels, especially since opening up my business. So finally, it's this simple, efficient, and effective way to explore the fundamentals of your unique human design instead of consuming content that really isn't practical in hopes that something's gonna stick. And I also know that feeling as well. Thinking that your potential is something that's going to be revealed through lived experience only is such a disservice to yourself. If you're someone looking to unlock your personal power, you already know the value and importance of self-development. Sometimes you just don't know where to start. And unfortunately, many people on this path believe that self-development opportunities only arise from external experiences, from outside forces. So they're essentially seeking their true selves outside of themselves. Without going inward via your human design, you're going to end up like most. You're going to live a surface level life and still having questions about how to tap into your potential and power. That is the mission and messaging that came out of that 10-hour workday. And it just lights me up so much. This promise and the purpose of this program, it is so what I was here to do and how to educate people on human design. If anything that I just said piques your interest or piqued your curiosity, there is the link in my show notes, as well as the link in my Instagram bio to get on the interest list. One thing that I will say on here that is not on the waitlist interest page is that because this is going to be a beta round for the program, there's going to be a limited number of spots available. There will only be 8 seats open available to the public. And by going onto this interest list, you're going to get the first invitation. So you basically get first dibs on a seat if you're interested. So more details are to come, but I'm just kind of dripping out details as it feels good to me. And with that, this feels like a good place to stop here. So again, if you have any interest in this beta group program of mine, where we're going to be breaking down your human design in a super digestible way, get on that interest list. There's no commitment on your end. It's purely just letting me know that you're interested. And again, I have that link in my show notes, as well as in my Instagram bio. So the question that I would love to leave you with at the end of this episode is, if you had the opportunity, would you pass up the chance to unlock your potential and reclaim your personal power? It's kind of a no-brainer question, and that's the point. I hope you all have a beautiful rest of your day, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Thank you so much for taking the time to tune into this episode. If it served you in any way, please leave a review so we can continue spreading the word about human design and raise consciousness together.